Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Thanks also to UNCTAD for organizing the second round table and for the high quality documents. Last year, the World Investment Forum 2018 referred to UNCTAD's estimate that developing countries will need between $3.3 trillion to $4.5 trillion per year for SDGs advancement. According to available figures from 2018, there is an annual investment shortfall of $2.5 trillion. According to UNCTAD's World Investment Report 2019, FDI flows to structurally weak and vulnerable economies continue to account for less than 3% of the global total. Flows to the least developed countries recovered from their 2017 fall back to $24 billion. FDI flows to economies in transition continue, however, their downward trend in 2018 declining by 28% to $34 billion. Many are suggesting industrial transformation, upgrading in global value chain, and movement towards higher value-added industries as objectives of transforming strategies for developing countries. Before any such initiatives, perhaps the financing source, availability of resources, and viable technological base should be ensured for the emerging economies and LDCs. Madam Co-Chair, investment is not a panacea, and investment alone will not be helpful to attain the SDGs. It must be value-added. FDI should be facilitated considering the local priorities and particularities. Particularly in the transforming economies and LDCs, value addition in investment faces capacity constraint. Development partners should support these countries so that the FDI becomes effective. Blended finance is also a much touted term in financing, and the global trend shows clear bias towards advanced developing economies. LDCs remain uncertain on credit rates and motivation of private sector investment in the SDG-related sectors. In addition, for many of us, graduation out of the category is an issue of honor that comes with serious challenges of losing preferences and special treatment. Smooth transition is a prerequisite of attainment of SDGs for the graduating LDCs. The targets of the SDGs are cross-cutting with complex challenges of localization. To better cater to the SDGs implementation challenges, Bangladesh has mapped its SDG-related work, designated lead ministries and agencies, and has completed data gap analysis that shows that we have data for 70 indicators, partially available data for 108 indicators, and will need to devise new mechanism to mine data for the remaining 63 indicators. For several indicators, targets to achieve within 2030 are not clearly specified, and 33 targets are also not quantifiable. Since 2015, we have aligned most of our national policies with the targets of SDGs, which in turn have been aligned with the annual performance agreement signed by different ministries and divisions. We are one of the few countries which submitted the voluntary national report in 2017 to the UNHLPF. According to costing projections made up to 2030, Bangladesh would require about US$928 billion, that is US$68 billion per year. We have also identified five potential sources of gap financing, including public-private partnership, externally including FDI, grants, and NGOs. However, it is just that, costing projection. The actual flow of financing is yet to be assessed. Following the government initiative, 10 prominent NGOs have prepared SDGs mapping, showing their interest in actions related to SDGs targets. Based on information collected from leading private sector enterprises through questionnaires, actions that are compatible with SDGs have been identified. The private sector developed some business cases, particularly in water and sanitation, renewable energy, and IT sectors. Government has approved a wholly state-owned venture capital company called Startup Bangladesh Limited. Clearly, as we have done in the area of climate change, Bangladesh has done its initial part. Now we sincerely look for meaningful collaboration and support from development partners for implementation of SDG strategies. I'm sure many other countries, particularly among the LDCs, have also done their initial planning on SDG implementation. That brings me to the question, how can International Geneva help beyond learning from each other? Has UNCTAD's World Investment Forum performed as more than just a platform to connect the private and public sector and the NGOs? Are there examples of catalyzing collaboration among governments represented in Geneva, specialized organizations, and other stakeholders? As I already said, investment is not a standalone remedy. For successful implementation of the cross-cutting SDGs, priority-based investment is key, and we need mutual, unconditional cooperation amongst us. We need to bridge the gap between promise and performance, and we will remain ready to engage. Thank you for the attention.